You know, one of the things I've learned from Emmanuel and his colleagues is that you can have PSA-only disease and still have a bad prognosis if you're resistant to therapy, have a high doubling time, and we'll see what happens with your study and where this heads. But a much more practical question, Emmanuel, is where in the metastatic setting you might place it. So we, you know, typically people might get CYP-T, cipulucel T. Some people do, some people don't. But certainly either enzalutamide or abiraterone, a lot of patients get both. But then the question is, let's just say you've had a patient who's gotten all that, what's next? Is it going to be chemo? For example, docetaxel is a typical chemotherapy, or PARP inhibitor. And it looks like the audience is kind of split between whether to go with chemo or PARP inhibitor after hormones. Emmanuel, what are you doing?
I think if a patient has received novel AR-targeting therapy like enzalutamide or abiraterone, and they're chemotherapy ineligible or they decline chemotherapy, that would be appropriate. But the FDA label most likely is going to say that you have to have failed one chemotherapy as well, based on the trial design.
Is that where you'd like to use it? Do you think that's in the best interest of the patient?
I'd like to use it before chemotherapy.
Before chemo. Okay, great. So let's talk about one other question I was just kind of curious about. We've heard about cytopenias. We talked about anemia, for example. Just kind of curious, because in metastatic prostate, you often have extensive bone mets. I was kind of curious, do you see more cytopenias with PARP inhibitors in patients with a lot of bone mets?
Well, obviously, the more bone mets you have, the more myelophthisic anemia you can develop. We do see more anemia with olaparib, specifically in people that have a lot of bone disease. We also see a lot of thrombocytopenia, for some reason, more with niraparib. So the answer is yes. If you have a high, you know, disease burden in the bone with bone marrow invasion, myelophthysic anemia to begin with, hemoglobin less than 9, those patients are going to have trouble.